My guest today is Pete Brown. Pete, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you do, Pete?
I am the XAML evangelist at Microsoft, out of corporate. But I also tend to mess around a whole bunch with Gadgeteer stuff and .NET Micro Framework and some other really fun things like that.
And you're focused on this Gadgeteer and Micro Framework and all kinds of cool gadgets here at Mad Expo, right?
Yes. So here at Mad Expo, I'm running the hackerspace. So if you take a look around here, we've got NASA and the first robotics team from local high school. We've got 757 Labs over here with some really cool stuff. Hey, guys, wave. Cool. They have a bunch of cool things. Lunch is actually not a
electronic
exhibit here. Right? And then Andrew Duthie has some of his cool Gadgeteer projects.
Andrew's been on my show.
Blinking LEDs and all sorts of stuff here as well. Oh, there you go. Sort of the barber pole Christmas tree type thing going on there. And so we've had a varying number of people coming through here talking to us about, just interesting technology things that we're working on.
And this is your table right here, right?
Yep. So this is, I basically gutted half my office, dragged it in here, and threw it on a table. So I've got .NET Gadgeteer / Micro Framework stuff here, which we can talk about in a second. A guy named Valentin created this little Pac-Man game here that runs on .NET Gadgeteer, so I'll show you that. I have some open source synthesizers in the back here, some more Gadgeteer stuff, some Netduino, both their classic Netduino as well as the Netduino Go, which is something brand new. And then I also have some other things here that I've been working on, which use C and C++ or assembly to code on, so something a little different from the usual .NET one. And I have the world's nerdiest watch, which was a little kit here that you could build up, which is essentially an Arduino here inside a watch. So there we go. Ooh. All right. And so if you look over here, I'm running a little demo where you can see it's spitting out lots of stuff here to the debug window. So you see all that scrolling up. It's saying like joystick positions and whatnot. And if I go over here, here's the joystick. I can move it up and down. You see it's scrolling that left and right, scrolling. So
it's hard to see for the switch over.
Yeah.
Keep turning that, and you'll see that the
you see
events
the joystick
are firing.
Positions are changing, right? And but at the same time, I am using that to control a synthesizer over here. And this synthesizer has two Commodore 64 SID chips in it that are creating the sound. So it's on the drum machine patch right this second. But if I. I can change the speed. Change the pitch. So sort of random, not exactly musical, but. And that is all code that's written in C# that's running here on this .NET Gadgeteer board. So the way this works, if we take a look at the screen here, you see I've got a design surface with some Gadgeteer devices on it, right?
Okay. Let's back up a second here.
Yep.
In order to get this interface here, I have to install something, right?
Yeah. So I am running here the .NET Gadgeteer SDK, as well as the GHI Electronics SDK. And GHI is the company that makes these boards.
Okay.
.NET Gadgeteer is a standard that came out of Microsoft Research, and we've made that available. It's all open source, and the standard itself is open. We've made that available to lots of different vendors to implement. And so we've got GHI does it, a company named Seed Studio with three E's in China is doing some different modules. There's a company in England that's doing some, and then another company in the U.S. that's doing some. And they're all implementing modules and main boards that adhere to this Gadgeteer standard. And the standard itself is these 10-pin connectors, a certain set of firmware that's on the board that runs over on top of the .NET Micro Framework, and then standards for how these different components communicate with this main board. Right. So in this case, I have a button, and it's just uses a digital on-off, and it's connected to a Y port here.
Mm-hmm.
And I connected it to a Y port because I know that it'll do X or Y on the back of this. So that the whole standard's about labeling for different ports as well as making it really easy for you to connect them up without kind of letting out that magic smoke. Right? And so what do you need to have installed to do that? You can run the free version of Visual Studio if you want. I do a lot of Visual Studio stuff. I happen to have Ultimate installed here. But again, it will work with the free stuff. You install all the open source SDKs on top of that, and it's, again, Apache license, open source, freely available to everyone. Something like 40% community contributed content to that. So it's a real, you know, kind of a good open source project. Not a, yes, it's open source, but all we do is throw source kind of over the fence at the end. So people in the community are actively working on that. But it is also Microsoft led. So we have Colin Miller and his team that are responsible for the core .NET Micro framework. And then we have another team in Microsoft Research that are responsible for the Gadgeteer stuff that runs on top of that.
So okay, so we need both. You need to get the Micro framework and you need to get the Gadgeteer.
Right. And if you install the Gadgeteer SDK, it usually just gives you all of that stuff so you don't have to worry too much about it. But now, right now, what's interesting, before I stop this and show you what's involved in this, I am debugging right now, so it's showing me, as we saw before, when I change the different positions on the joystick and stuff, I'm putting stuff out to the output window in Visual Studio. But it's actually running over here on this board.
Interesting.
But it's using USB to communicate back. So I can put breakpoints in there, mm-hmm. and I can debug the code that's running on this device from Visual Studio remotely.
That is very cool.
And then when I get to something that I really want, and I'm like, hey, this is really cool, if I want to, I can unplug USB, and I could just plug in just a regular 9-volt power supply here, or even a 9-volt battery, and I can go put this somewhere.
So you've essentially deployed the binaries to this device here.
Yep, so we deploy on there, and then it becomes a standalone device that I can just run.
Very nice.
So you can create, I've seen folks that have created like lawn sprinklers and other stuff. And Valentin, come here for a second.
Yes.
So Valentin is the person who created this Pac-Man one.
I'm David.
Nice to meet you, David.
Can you introduce yourself here for a second?
Yes, my name is Valentin. I work for CDN Corporation here in Chesapeake. And I play a lot with Gadgeteer. It's one of my hobbies. I really like doing it, and this is what I've done.
That is
recently.
Very cool, that Pac-Man thing.
So it's a Wii controller, right, talking to .NET Gadgeteer, and this is the same hardware that I have on this board over here, right? And you've ported Pac-Man to this.
No, the Pac-Man was done by some other member of the forum.
Yeah.
All I did is I added a special input provider for my module.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because he used joystick that came, this joystick and a button.
Okay, cool. So you took the Pac-Man implementation that was available on the forums. We have really good forums of community members that are always sharing this stuff. And you created this module right here. You went and you had this fabricated, you designed the board. And that little module that's in here allows the Wii controller to talk to the Gadgeteer. So it's a way of extending that. And we have lots of different ways of extending these. Like you can use we have lots of different ways of extending this. Like if any of the modules aren't working for you exactly, like if there's a another module that you want that doesn't yet exist, you can go and design your own. Like this is a one that I designed where I prototyped this on this board, and then here's my really ugly prototype. And then here's the final board that I designed. And this is a MIDI interface for working with Gadgeteer, so I can use it to control synthesizers. And that's what was making all this racket earlier.
I see. So one of these chips is inside of that machine right there.
Right. So if you look to this and you go all the way out, you'll see here's the MIDI interface that's connected right to Gadgeteer. And I've written a C# driver for that that runs on this board that knows how to talk to my MIDI interface. And then if I look at the code, I'm going to stop this from debugging, but it won't stop it from running. If I look at the code in here, you'll see, here it is. Oops, let me go up a little bit there. Down again, sorry. Right here, I have my MIDI module. I tell it to send a note on message on channel 1, and I give it a note number to use, and then it just sends those notes out. And I'm running a scale there, so it's sending several notes after the other. But the code that you write for this is just like any other C# code. You know, somebody creates this C# driver, or Visual Basic if it's .NET 4.2. Somebody creates that, makes that available to anybody who uses that board, and the interface is really simple, like LED dot turn LED on, turn it off, MIDI module dot send note on dot program change. You can do motor controllers, and you can say turn left or turn right and all that. So very different from other microcontroller programs.
I'm sold. I want to get involved in .NET Gadgeteer and Micro framework. Where do I start?
So I think one of the best things to do is to figure out what starter kit you want to use. And again, there are several different vendors out there.
Hardware.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, come here for a a second.
I don't trust myself.
So Gus right here.
Hello.
Gus is from Detroit, you know.
Gus is from Detroit, and so Gus is really the creator of all the GHI stuff.
Uh-huh.
So he's one of the biggest and one of the most prolific, I think, gadgeteer companies out there, which, you know, does a lot more than just gadgeteer, but it's become like a really big thing. I think that's
okay. That's a good hardware vendor.
Yeah,
is the GHI. Yeah. Give a shout out. What's your website people can go to?
Website is ghielectronics.com, and we also have a community website, tinyclr.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you can, you know, figure out like what starter kit you want from one of those types of companies, and they come in different ranges. And so you can pick the big starter kit or the small starter kit, and then just go from there. And then look on the forums, talk to the different people who are creating modules or working with existing modules, and try their source code, see what works, see what doesn't, and then it's just programming. You know,
and then I need to download the software too.
Yeah, and all of that stuff is available directly from those sites. You can download it directly from like tinyclr.com.
Okay. Cool. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Technology and friends.